Well, where does the mangosteen come into this? Mangosteen xanthones, again, in laboratory experience, this time in universities and schools of medicine in Australia and Thailand, have been shown to be potent antioxidants. Now, antioxidants are capable of protecting low-density lipoprotein from oxidation or damage by free radicals. Now, here's the good news. Not only does the mangosteen have anti-tumor effect, but it has heart-protective and stroke-protective effect through the powerful antioxidant action against free radicals. Free radicals, most of you already know, are unstable atoms that are missing an electron. In order to become stable again, they must rip off an electron from some healthy atom or molecule with which they come into contact. And that, of course, is going to produce damage. In fact, that free radical damage is not just limited to heart disease, but it is the basic disease process at the cellular level for every disease that you can think of. No exceptions. Cancer, diabetes, atherosclerosis, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, multiple sclerosis, etc., etc., etc. Dr. Bruce Ames, and he's perhaps the world's most famous free radical expert, estimates that the genetic material in the cell nucleus, now we're talking about what is called DNA, the stuff that contains the genes, and the genes govern everything that happens in our body. Well, he says that he estimates that the genetic material in the cell nucleus receives about 10,000 hits per day from free radicals. Now, that's just the DNA, not the rest of the cell. And not just some DNA, but the DNA in every single one of the trillions of cells in our body. Is it any wonder that it's recommended that we consume antioxidants by supplementation on a daily basis to help counter this kind of onslaught? An ounce of mangosteen a day could be said to be worth a pound of cure. If you take that ounce a day and you are bringing these antioxidants and other beneficial xanthones into your body, you're going to have a lot fewer problems down the road, and cure will not be necessary. Now, let's move from the circulatory system to the respiratory system. Tuberculosis was once an epidemic in North America. Matter of fact, they had so many patients that they had specialized hospitals called sanatoriums, and they used to put the people in there not only to treat them, but to isolate them from the population. It took decades, but TB was brought under control and it became a medical rarity. Well, that time is now past and TB is back, and it's back in a drug-resistant form. Bad news, because it's once again become a public health menace. Happily, however, the xanthones can help us here again, as they've been shown to destroy the tuberculosis-causing microbe in laboratory studies in Thailand. Pollution worldwide, unfortunately, is getting worse and not better. Air pollution particularly is a major problem for people with a disease called COPD. Now, that stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Also a problem for people with asthma and with allergies. By the way, COPD is made up of two diseases that you might recognize. First, emphysema, and secondly, chronic bronchitis. COPD causes people to lose lung capacity. Sometimes they lose it to the point where they have to trundle around little oxygen generators or small oxygen tanks. We've all seen folks with this disease. So, I guess we really do need some help with controlling asthma, allergies, and COPD. These are the three largest disease entities that affect the respiratory system. Well, can the mangosteen provide that kind of help? Luckily, lab studies and patient experience say that it can. The xanthones have powerful anti-inflammatory effects, and we're going to deal with that particular quality in a couple of minutes. But they are very, very useful in asthma and COPD and allergies. I've got numerous stories of patients who used to need Allegra, Claritin, Benadryl, and even antibiotics regularly, who now only use a food to do what the drugs used to do. In fact, I have patients who were still symptomatic after they were using all the available drugs. And now these folks have complete relief. Relief for the first time in years. Now, in the same way as I had patients with gastrointestinal problems and I was able to stop the drugs that I was using with them, I've been able to discontinue or to reduce the dosages of drugs in mild to moderate cases of asthma. And I know other doctors who do the same thing. In my opinion, For protection from respiratory disease or the treatment of existing disease, the mangosteen is a real godsend. I said I deal with inflammation, and I guess that now's the time to do it. Inflammation is a protective response of the body's immune system to any attack from microbes, viruses, bacteria, etc. It's also present when we break a bone or when we have a rash or an allergic reaction. We all know what inflammation is. It brings blood to the area of damage, and it causes swelling, redness, and heat. Inflammation also releases substances from damaged body cells and from white blood cells, and these substances can stimulate nerve endings and cause pain. Inflammation associated with swelling, redness, heat, and pain. Essentially, it makes us miserable. But when it's temporary or time-limited, it really helps us to heal. Many of you may have read an excellent Time magazine feature article recently called The Fires Within. If not, I recommend it to you. Get a copy, because it does a real good job of explaining how inflammation that doesn't shut down after an injury becomes a serious problem and a cause of deadly disease. When it doesn't quit when it should, inflammation is called chronic. The immune response to injury gets subverted, and it refuses to shut off. Now, the reasons for this aren't really clear. We don't understand them entirely, even as doctors, but we do have good proof of how chronic inflammation can cause heart disease, stroke, cancer, and a host of other deadly entities. The good news is that while medical science searches for answers as to how to shut off the process, the mangosteen's already found it. Now, no one would argue that anti-inflammatories will do the job when we talk about controlling inflammation, but unfortunately, the medical anti-inflammatories, and collectively we call these drugs non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, are much too dangerous to take every day for prolonged periods of time. They can cause serious damage to the kidneys and to the GI tract. In fact, many elderly patients have died from what we call NSAID provoked gastrointestinal hemorrhage, and many more have had emergency hospitalizations as a result of these drugs. Even the new COX-2 inhibitors, for example, and we're talking about Celebrex, Vioxx, Bextra, etc., are not free of these adverse side effects.